Welcome everyone to Let Me Talk About It. It's your host Sean Pennington, and holy crap, it is already June. Oh my god, I didn't really sit and think about it until the other day. And I was listening to a podcast, and of course for the podcast it was one that was in April, and I was following along with it, but it described, you know, where is the next 3 months going to be, because, or the next 6 months, because it's going to be, you know, already almost the end of the year. And I started thinking about it. And I realized, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I just had a birthday and everything last week. And now I'm just like, oh wow. You know, it's already June's here. It's almost the actual official start of summer, even though Memorial Day is usually the unofficial start of summer. But I was like, oh, wow. You know, you don't realize it. And then in my area, this past weekend, actually this past Friday, and that would be on May 31st, so just a couple of days ago, on that Thursday night, I had received a message from the Weather Channel, and it advised for a frost advisory in my area. And I'm like, wait a second, that couldn't be right. You know, I thought maybe it just had, you know, something wonky in the system. And I pulled the Weather Channel, and lo and behold, in the mountains where I live at, it actually had the advisory. And I'm like, how? I don't think in the time that I remember, in almost 40 years, about 35 years, as much as I can recollect, you know, back from when I was a kid, that I could ever remember frost and almost June. Not to say it's not, it not, wouldn't happen. I just don't remember it. And so I start thinking about things, and it's things that I can do to help me help you, the listener. And so that's what this podcast is going to be about today. Because here it is, it's the beginning of June. And I actually want to sit and talk to men on this podcast. And it's nothing against the ladies right now. It has nothing to do with that. But as I was scrolling through Instagram yesterday, and now to remind you, this is over the weekend, so I was looking at Instagram, and then I realized something really, really vital, and it isn't just Mental Health Awareness Month for June, but it's also Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And if you're a friend of mine already, or you follow me on Instagram, you'll see on Sunday's post that I have one devoted for men. And like I said, it's not to say anything towards women or anything like that, because guess what? We all need that mental health awareness. And I don't want anybody to ever take it wrong that I'm only doing it for one thing only. It's not, because if you've listened to my other podcasts, I reflect on everything. Whether it's for men, women, and I talk about it. And, you know, I use personal experiences, or I use examples that, you know, I've heard on other podcasts. And that's really helped change my vision and my life as far as how my direction is going to be. And everybody already knows, the ones that's already been following my podcast, that I'm not, you know, that licensed therapist yet. I speak directly on all my experiences in life. I help through my, I say most basic logic, when you boil it down, because at the end of the day, you have your logic, your experience, and your gut. All three of those play a vital role in what you think about at the end of the day. And when you have a conversation with someone, you're going to go into that mindset. You're going to go through your past experience. And if you've never had anything on your past experience, it's okay, let me do something. Let me start thinking about this in a logical sense. Because, hey, maybe you've heard it from somewhere else. Or maybe, just maybe, you know, you have a gut feeling about something. Or a gut feeling about someone, if you're having that conversation with somebody else. And somebody on their relationship and how they feel. And you take that deep dive. And you're talking about it. But those three, logic, experience, and gut, is going to tell you a lot on what you look at through your eyes and your experiences. So as I sit here and I'm talking with men today, like I said, it's not anything to go against women or anything of that nature. I looked at something, and like I said, I put it on Instagram, and it's walls or barriers that prevent men from being, you know, going and talking with someone. Yeah, you can have a fishing buddy. You have hunting buddies. You know, you have those guys, those group guys that you can hang out with and talk to. But really, do you genuinely sit down and really discuss it with them? And the answer to that, more than likely, and this is through experience, is no. Men are not emotional beings. Not like women, because women, they are emotional all over the place. And it's a great thing. And, you know, I understand sometimes, you know, there's men that have their significant others, and it's like, you know, some days they want to strangle them and kill them, metaphorically, and there's other days that they bless them and everything else, and they can't, you know, think of anybody else. And that's good days and bad days, and I get that. But women, at their most basic level, are the nurturers. If you look back through the millennia, they are the nurturers, they are the caregivers. And in this day and age, the roles are slowly reversing. You finally are seeing more men being the stay-at-home parents, or the parent that's more in tune with their kids, while their counterpart women are getting harder degrees, and they're going through their careers. And thank God that we are finally at that point in our lives that equality, and I say that loosely because unfortunately, even equality is still not where it needs to be. I know that it should be better, and unfortunately in this world it's not, but it's slowly getting there. Women's equality, women, y'all been fighting equality since the birth of time, and in the U.S. you've been really fighting it, and you finally got some of it in the 60s, but here it is in 2024, and guess what? You're finally getting to a place of more power. We finally had, you know, women that are slowly getting into the power of hopefully a presidency soon. Heads of state. I just seen on Fox News that down in Mexico, they're finally going to get their first ever woman president. So, and it's not just in our country, it's all over the world, but that's the society we live in. Now, if we talk about, like I said, we're talking about men today, and I sit here and I think about myself, because when I talked about this and I said, hey, men need to change. And it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing to change. And knowing you have limits and knowing you need to change. Because people need to understand that the world has evolved. And you as a person have to too. And it's going to take time. But here's the thing. I want to break that wall down for you. I want to break the barriers down. Because, again, barriers can be good. Barriers can be a bad thing. It's how you, as that individual, look at it and say, hey, I want to make myself better. I want to do it for me. I want to do it emotionally. I want to do it spiritually. I want to do it physically. Because they all tie together. Everything is tied into a life force that we don't see, we don't feel, we know it's there. And as men, we've went through the point in lives that we're just slowly evolving into where we can identify as having forms of depression, anxiety. And it's very hard to understand what it's like. Because as a man, I can tell you that I wouldn't say I am full-fledged depression. Because I'm not. I heard the term the other day of high-functioning depression. And there's a podcast that Mel Robbins just put out, and you go listen to it on Apple. It was just put out within the last day or two, and it is on high-functioning depression. And so, as a man, though, I'm like, okay, I don't have the norm of what it is, you know. The dark rooms, the laying in bed all day, you know. It's sort of like depression goes with sadness, and when somebody passes away, that feeling that you get with when somebody passes away. And here's the thing, is one of the symptoms of having depression, again, is that loss of feeling when it comes to death. So, some things to look at in men is the loss of, like I said, the loss of feeling to death. Your happiness. Are you truly, genuinely happy in your life? Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be every day. Or no, that's never going to happen. That would be a straight lie to you all from me. To sit there and tell you every day is going to be a genuinely happy day. It isn't. I don't care if you're a Buddhist monk. You're going to have a bad day. Everybody does, because that's life. But here's the thing. It's how you change it from that bad day that you feel and make it a good day. It could be all you're going to work and everything. Now you have to sit in traffic for an hour and you're late for your business meeting. And you call and you let your boss know, hey, you know, you're going to be late or you're going to have to reschedule it. And so you're getting ripped apart about that from your boss. So when you come to work, you know it's going to be a really bad day. So you know, you don't want to take it out on people, but you end up doing it. It happens. I get it. But here's the thing. You can change that into a positive by noticing something from someone that when you yourself have walked into the door every day of the business and you notice something different about somebody and you point it out and make it genuine. Don't just make it a comment and you kind of keep on walking by. Have a genuine interest in that person whenever you say it. Because believe me, it's going to make that person feel better as well as you. Because it's going to make their self-esteem rise a little bit. And I can tell you that if you look at it, if you were to look at the average person, most days their lives are going to be, you know, they work, they go home, and they repeat. Rinse, wash, repeat. That's their life. However, you're going to find that occasional person that is honestly coming to work to escape home. Because believe it or not, that's the high functioning depression. That's that person that ultimately really genuinely does have and you don't know about it. It's a mask. It's something you can't see, you can't feel. But if you're genuine to that person, maybe for 5 minutes it escapes their day of thinking about the depression. And this is the same with you men. It's the same with us. I've had bad days. And it just takes one person that notices something. Like, for example, I get haircuts. I do it from home. My girlfriend, she kind of works on the back of it for me because I can't really line it up that well, which, you know, you're not going to line up well. But I have a certain hairstyle that I wear. I've worn it pretty much all my life. It's the military high and tight haircut. I have it a certain way. And it has to be a certain length. And it's everything like that. And so I was having a bad, you know, not really a bad day, but it wasn't the greatest. And one of my employees just looked at me and said something, you know, about my haircut and everything, and he liked it and everything. It made me feel better. And later on the shift, I had one of our other employees, he was coming in for shift, and I kind of looked at him, and it was the way I said it, and it wasn't that it was joking, mocking, or anything like that, because I like to joke with people, and you have to be able to joke and relax situations to an extent. Yes, there's times to be stern, and you have to have that gruff feeling, and you have to be this. And there's other times that you have to know when to ease up on the reins. And that's a leader. Know when to step in, and you know when to step out. And so, when he came in, I'd seen him like 3 days before, because I don't work with him much, and he had gotten a haircut. And I just looked at him, I'm like, where did your hair go, man? And he just kind of looked at me for a second, and I was like, it looks good. I said, don't get me wrong, he said, it looks good. I said, I just wasn't expecting that. I said, because looking at you from the back, I said, you look like a different person. And I think that's all it took, and it made him feel better for the day. And it reminds me of years ago, and I've talked about one of my kids on a previous podcast, and I had to do this one because it was honestly probably the funniest thing I've heard my daughter ever say to me. And she was about 5, 6 at the time. And so, me and a buddy of mine, I have him bring me up to work because I didn't have a vehicle or my vehicle was getting worked on. So, I didn't really have rides at the time, so I asked him to bring me up to Walmart one day because I wanted to get my hair cut. And at the time, it was a time that, you know, I was struggling a little bit. And that's the reason I said we all struggle. Everybody struggles. And so she had to be early. It had to be early. It was 6. Because she was laying down for a nap. So I think it was, she was definitely earlier than 6 years old. Point of it. I go up to our local Walmart, and they had a hair cutting place inside of it. And so I went in, got my hair cut and everything like I normally do. And so I go home. And she goes, Daddy, your hair fell out. I said, yeah. I said, go up to Walmart. I said, all my hair fell out, Zora. And she just laughed. And I can remember it to this day. And I just, it was just so comical. The way she said it and looked at me and her eyes widened. And I was just, it enabled me to laugh about it. And that's the whole point of it. Is, guys, break down the wall. Like I said, on my Instagram page, and let me talk about it. There is a photo that I put up today, and today is Sunday, the 2nd of June. And I want you to look at it. And it's just not classic symptoms, but it's things that you possibly could have in your life that it could represent depression. And if it does, guys, don't be afraid to talk to somebody. Because I'm going to tell you, the person that I talked to about it, and I talked about my feelings to, and I've said on previous podcasts, was my dad. And I love my mother to death, don't get me wrong. But when it came time to really sit down and talk to somebody, it was him. And the reason I can openly admit it and talk about it, and right now I have that emotion response right now, is because he never had judgment on me. Now, he loved me to death. I was adopted. I knew at an early age I was adopted, and I'm not going to get into that personal part of my life. But as I got older, I could talk to him. There was no judgment to what I, you know, talked to him about. His wisdom and stuff, he would talk to me. And he would ask me questions. And so I want you all to find that person, that male figure in your life, and you don't have to be my age. You don't have to be 40s. You can be in your 30s or 20s. You can be 50. And you can be in the situation where I am, that, you know, you don't have your father anymore. And I get it, and I can feel it, and I understand it. And I know what you go through. But what I want you to do is really find somebody that you know you can trust, that at the end of the day, you know, they aren't going to go and share your story with everybody. But they're not going to judge you either. And I want you to know this, that let's say you don't have that person in your life. I'm one email away. I'm one connection on Instagram away. On Facebook. All you got to do is send me a direct message. Send me an email. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. It'd be, hey, I'm just having a rough time in my life. I don't have anywhere else to go. Because I want you as a man, or even a young man, or guess what? We've got every age and generation that listens to podcasts in today's society. And if you're a young man, a teenager, and you just happen across this, and you have that father-like person in your life, I know what it's like, even as a teenager, to talk to your dad and know that just because that sometimes it's going to sound harsh from them, it's not meant to be. It's not judgment. And for the fathers out there with your kids, plant those seeds now. Plant them in their life. If you've got a young man or young man at home, plant the seed in their life that they don't have to be afraid. They don't have to be afraid to come up to you and talk to you. And it can be about anything. And in today's world, it is getting harder for some individuals, some men, to open up about how they feel. And you know where I'm talking about with this. And let's be honest, with everything that goes on with the LGBTQ+, it's hard. It's hard for teenage boys to talk with their fathers about it. I don't know what that's like, to be honest. And it's the reason I say that, to be honest, is because I don't have that, I don't want to say mentality, but that's not who I am. However, What I can tell you is a father is going to love you as a young man for who you are, not for what you identify as. And fathers, if you have that stigma about you, you don't have to accept that your son may be gay or bisexual or transgender or straight. You don't have to identify that and accept that. What you can do is love and respect the decision of that person, of that young man. But you also put in those seeds to let them grow in life, that whenever they have kids, or they adopt kids, or whatever the case may be, or they find their significant other, and those seeds have grown now into wonderful plants or beautiful tree, the tree of life. And in those roots are deep roots that you gave them the right and insight, decisions, ultimately respect for them, and said, hey, it's okay to, you know, identify. I might not accept it at first, but I love you and I respect you for your decision. It doesn't mean you don't love them less. It actually means you love them more, because they can come to you with open arms and be that father to open your arms and say, I'm here and I love you, no matter what. And as we end the podcast for today, I don't like ending anything really genuinely on sad or down vibes, because let's face it, we live in a society anyway that we have down vibes. So it's what all do you look at in your life to make you happier? And I'm going to do just a quick, you know, recap of everything, you know, kind of talked about tonight and today, if you're listening during the day or tonight. And I talked about, as a man, and it being men's health awareness, mental health awareness, is to break down the barriers and the walls that keep you from talking to another man openly and having that open discussion. It's about you being able to go into your own true feelings. Search deep down. Ask yourself that question. Am I really true to myself? Am I really true to how I live my life? Do I feel happy genuinely in my life? And guess what? There's going to be another podcast down the road. We're going to talk about that. We're going to probably talk about that again, you know, next week. We're going to sit and talk about things that you can do genuinely. And it's a step-by-step process, and we're going to go through that. I want you to think about that for next episode, which is, guess what? What all can I do to make myself genuinely more happy? Because it doesn't matter if you change your work habits or you're in a bad relationship and you get out of it. If you don't love yourself first, you will never, ever learn not only to have somebody reciprocate that love back to you, but you yourself as a human being ever love someone else. That is all the time I have for this week's episode. Thank you all so much again for joining in. Like I said, I love each and every one of you. Don't forget to follow me on my social media pages. I have them on the main page on Apple and Spotify. Go check it out. Let me know in the comments on Facebook. Direct message me things that you might think or hear in this podcast or even the previous ones. Things that you might think I need to work on, or hey, here's a subject idea. And if you want to come onto the show, let me know. I'm trying to work out some scheduling stuff now so I can do stuff virtually, one-on-one, or even get some questions made up. So depending on what's the subject and everything, we can talk about it. Until then, thank you so much for joining in. Y'all have a great night and a great week, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.